a window to the soul. The Psalms are true. They provide a window to the soul. I don't mean that everything in the Psalms can be read as accurate, as it expresses who God is. Instead, I mean the Psalms are true because they communicate the raw emotions of folks and their life experience. They communicate folks' relationships with God throughout their life's journey. The Psalms also provide a window to the joy, sorrow, celebration, anguish, happiness, sadness, jubilation, and anger that God's people have experienced. And even more, they offer a glimpse into the songs and prayers that generations, Jesus included, have sung and prayed. Praying and singing the Psalms connects a person and a community now with a person and a community that came before. Praying and singing through the joy, sorrow, celebration, anguish, happiness, sadness, jubilation, and anger help give individuals and communities a closer bond with others who have come before. They bring us closer to God. And today I'm preaching about a psalm, a song, a prayer. Psalm 139 expresses emotions about the wonder of God's creation and God's care for each of us. I think it expresses the writer's emotions about how vast God's thoughts are, and yet how in the hugeness that is God, there is room for something deeply personal between the psalmist and God. When a person prays or sings this psalm, they can express the same emotions. When a gathered community sings or prays this psalm, they too can express those same emotions. Psalm 139, verse 14, just the first part of it. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And maybe better put, awesomely and wonderfully made. I am awesomely and wonderfully made. We are awesomely and wonderfully made. Can you imagine if we believed that about everyone? Can you imagine a nation and a world inspired to live as if everyone really did matter? Can we dare to dream for the impossible to happen? The end of religious, racial, class, orientation, and gender hatred? Can we dare to really dream God's dream? The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15th, 1929, 92 years ago. It's been 53 years since he was assassinated. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. God has made each person precious, awesome, wonderful. God has made this community of faith precious, awesome, wonderful. God has made our planet precious, awesome, wonderful. What if we believed that and treated people, animals, all of nature in that way? What if we believed that and treated allies and adversaries in that way? Some say that we are closer now to Dr. King's dream than when we were more than 50 years ago. Others have observed, especially in recent years and recent days, that though we're closer, we've taken significant steps backwards. The moral arc of the universe bends very slowly. Dr. King's dream inspired great strides and continues to inspire today, though, as we seek to restore and to continue to move forward for civil rights. Think before the pandemic, or think a few years into the future. Can you see a parade of people marching, praying, and singing the Psalms, being inspired to live lives that celebrate God's precious, awesome, and wonderful creation? And how about in the front of that parade, you see Dr. King acting as the drum major? In one of his last speeches, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said this: "Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter." The witness and inspiration of Dr. King, advocate for justice, peace, and righteousness, did matter. And what we continue to do today matters. Living for justice, peace, righteousness, and love is a way to make our precious, awesome, and wonderful world a better place. Let's close with a prayer. The words of today's psalm. Let's pray, expecting God to understand our heart. Let's pray, expecting God to understand and love all that we are. May this psalm, this song, this poem, this prayer today be a way to look to God and say, "I'm so glad I am known.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you."
Amen.